Okay, so today is, I think it's going. Okay, today is March 30th, 2004. We're going to do lesson number 223, rolling from the back to side sitting. So we're going to do another delightful lesson like last week, but with a little bit more movement and action, we'll say, involved. So take a moment to lie on your back and observe your contact with the floor this morning. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting. How is your pelvis lying on the floor? And then observe your legs. Does one leg turn out more than the other? And now interlace your hands and place your hands behind your head. And we're going to begin by doing a movement of lifting your head. But first, before we do that, is to find the best way to lift your head so that you avoid using your neck muscles and you really can use your arms. So your legs stay long, but with your hands interlaced behind your head, and it's again not your neck, but your head, your skull. You bend your elbows slightly upwards towards the ceiling, and it's like creating what I think of as like a hammock. So your head is almost like your body in a hammock. So lift your head and just feel that your arms are holding your head. There's no strain or work in your neck. In fact, you can actually roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. That's it, Bev. So that you feel the neck muscles are very soft. And it's the arms, the elbows are pointed towards the ceiling. That's it. Good. So continue with this idea now of lifting your head. And lift your head to direct your face in a way forward, as if you were going to look down towards your feet. And feel what you need to do with your sternum, with the clavicles, how they fold and soften. So you lift and you lower back down. And notice, what do you do with your breath and your breathing? Do you have a tendency to hold your breath? So the next time that you go to lift your head, see if you can do it on the exhale and see if that helps the relationship of lifting your head and softening your ribs and your chest if you exhale and lift. Good. And pause and rest just for a moment on your back. Interlace your hands and place them behind your head. And this time, as you lift, you're going to think of directing now your right elbow towards your left knee. So you're kind of lifting your face diagonally. So when you lift your face would look down towards your left foot. So think about, where's your left foot and your left knee? And still the whole shoulder girdle lifts. So both elbows still come up and hold the head, but you kind of twist the rib cage now. So what happens is that the right shoulder blade lifts a little bit more than the left. And again, really bring your awareness and attention onto your chest and your sternum. Feel how your chest folds, that's it, and softens. Good. Now let's see if we can do the other diagonal, and that would be as you lift your head, you would direct your left elbow towards your right knee and your right foot, meaning that your face would look towards your right foot. Again, the shoulder girdle all lifts, but the left side, the left shoulder blade lifts higher than the right. So there's a twist, a side bending. Very good. Okay. And once again, pause to rest on your back. That means lower your arms down by your side. Now, keeping your left arm down along your side on the mat with your palm down and your left elbow slightly bent out to the side, turn your face to the left. So that means that your nose and your eyes are looking completely to the left. We'll say this is, in a way, a constraint. You're going to now wrap your right arm around the backside of your head to hold onto the left ear. So you go behind the head and get a hold of the left ear. Yeah, over, kind of over the top, and that's it. So again, you're holding the head. The arm is holding the head so that when you lift the head, there's support with the arm, right? And again, the constraint is your face is to the left. And now in this position, begin to lift your head. Think of your right elbow coming up and over you towards the left knee. No, keep the arm behind your head, but just, no, keep your arm here. As you lift, your elbow comes forward, right? So again, you're lifting now the right shoulder girdle, lift your head, and think about bringing weight onto your left forearm. So if you continue to lift yourself high enough, so that means even the left shoulder has to lift to bring weight onto the left forearm, the left palm. And you're not lifting straight to the side, but you're lifting diagonally over towards your left leg. That's it, Bev. As if you kept on going, you'd come up to sitting. Just imagine that. Okay, so pause for a moment. Lower your head. Go back to the starting position. So many of you have what you do is you turn your face back to the center and then you fold. So again, turn your face. It's a little challenging because it means your eyes need to stay focusing on the left side of the room. So wrap your right arm around your head. And again, think it's the right ear, the right elbow, no, you were fine, Bev. Right ear, right elbow that directs over to your left knee. So when you lift, you don't need to look forward. That's better, Kristen. So Bev, turn your face to the left and keep it to the left. But from the beginning, no, go back down. Now see, right now your face is straight to the ceiling. I want your face over there. No. From the beginning, put your head down, turn your face, don't look at me. Now, that's the beginning. Under no circumstances do you bring your face forward again. You keep your nose over there, look at outside the windows, that's it. Now, think of the right elbow coming this way. Not over there, this way. But you don't need your eyes to change. So it's learning to listen and move in a direction that's different than your eyes. Try it again. That's it. Kristen, soften your chest, round that back. Much better. Good. Okay, rest. Stepped on you. Got dirt on you. Now this time, let's have you turn your face to the right. So again, the constraint is you constantly look to the right. You wrap your left arm behind your head, getting a hold of the right ear. So you create that hammock feeling with just the left arm. The right arm is down along your side with the palm down and the elbow slightly bent out to the side. And as you begin to lift your head and the shoulder girdle area with the left arm, you direct your left elbow towards the right knee. So you're not going over to the right, but you're coming up diagonally. So you're sitting more up towards the right knee. Continue with this idea of softening the clavicles, your rib cage, your chest. Good. Is one side more challenging than the other? And if your immediate answer is yes, then the next question is why? So what do you observe inside of yourself that leads you to feeling that way? Is it that you hold your breath more? Is it something about the ribs that you're not able to soften and fold as easily? So it means you begin an investigation within yourself. Okay, let it go and rest on your back. Now this time, you're going to leave your left arm down by your side. Once again, the palm makes contact, and it's best if your elbow is bent just a little bit out away from you. And reach your right arm straight up towards the ceiling, so your fingertips are directed towards the ceiling. And begin to do a movement of just lengthening that right arm as if you're reaching for a balloon string above you. Imagine there's a balloon string floating above you, and if you could just reach high enough, you could grab it before it went further up into the sky. So that means that the right shoulder blade, the right shoulder girdle begins to lift the base of your neck. Good. Now begin to reach a little bit more diagonally over yourself, as if you were going to reach somewhat over to the left, so that you could start to bring weight onto the left forearm. But you don't go over to the left. You're always keeping your hand towards the ceiling. But there's either being straight above you or coming over to the left side of your body towards the ceiling. So your fingers never change their relationship towards the ceiling. Just identify where the center of your body is, where the right side of your body is, and then where's the left? And how do you reach? So the balloon has blown over to the left, and you're reaching for that balloon string. That's it. but Kristen, more up. Not across yourself so much. So you don't want, that's better. You don't want the arm to fold over you. You're reaching up, but you're coming over to the left side. You're chasing the balloon string. The balloon string is crossing over your body to the left, and you're reaching, reaching, reaching. That's it. Now feel the moment as you continue to reach that perhaps you want to lift your head. So in the beginning, it feels like it arches back, but then there's a moment that you need to lift it to be able to reach anymore. This is one of the most important moments of change for you to learn and discover about. Where is that moment? So again, as you first reach, your head first goes back a little bit, but then if you were going to sit up, you would need to lift your head. And you would have to start to look forward in front of you. That's it. And I'm not so concerned about a big movement. What I'm most concerned about is that, the timing. But I want you to feel the timing in your neck. So feel, when is that moment? That's it. To lift the head. It's so important. So at first, the head goes back, and then that's it. You lift. Okay, and you must let the ribs soften. You can't protect your back. Or do what you think is protecting your back, which is being stiff. Now lift the head and bring your chin forward. That's it. But less to the side. Come more towards me. Okay, keep your eyes on me. Lift. There. Fold that back. Oh. Better. If you get fatigued at home, you can take a pause and rest, and then please come back to the movement just a few more times. Again, it's the timing. And if you're not sure about the timing, then what you do is delay the lifting of the head. So really reach with the arm and let the head hang really far back, and then try to lift the head and see what that's like. You'll see how much more difficult it is. When the head is hanging further back, it takes a lot more work to lift the head, right? Good. Okay, rest. So this time, please have your right arm down along your side. The elbow was slightly bent out. Your fingers are a little closer to your side than you think. And you lengthen your left arm straight up towards the ceiling. And again, for me, I like the idea of the visualization of a balloon string, of a balloon above me, and I'm reaching for it. It also creates more of a sense of an action for myself. So you're reaching first above yourself, and then that balloon string, and the balloon starts to blow over to the right, and you're following the string with your hand. You're reaching for it. You want to get it before it continues to blow high up into the sky. Feel how that left shoulder blade comes away from the floor. The base of the neck begins to arch, and you're looking for that moment when you need to lift your head. You bring your chin into your chest. You fold your chest to bring yourself up to a sitting position. Okay, go back down. Now notice your arm is getting too far. This is too far above you, above towards the head. You want it more here because you're going to reach here. And round back. Go back down, round, Round, round. Good. Slow. No, you're doing great. That's it. So you really don't need me. It's all psychological, Bev. Okay. Reach. Now lift the head. Okay. Come back. Fold your back more. That's it. Now lift the head. Good. Come more up, forward. There. Good. Good, good, good. So to bring weight onto the right forearm, and that is the area that is from your right elbow to your palm, you need to allow the ribs in the back to widen and round. And in the front side, they need to fold. Lie on your back for a sec. See how fun this is. Can I have your hand? No, the other hand. That hand down. Wow. Isn't that fun? Good. Okay, and everybody rest on your back. Now this time, please bring both arms straight up towards the ceiling. And we'll begin by alternating the two movements. So there won't be a movement of really coming up to like a sitting movement, but more just feeling how you lift one shoulder blade, and then you lift the other shoulder blade, and feeling how you can kind of round through your mid-back from side to side. So you get this feeling of rounding and rolling. So as you lengthen, let's say, the left arm, you bring weight to the right shoulder blade. And as you lengthen the right arm, you bring weight onto the left shoulder blade. That's it. So you're going right through that thoracic spine area in between the shoulder blades. It's an area that's fairly common to lose mobility, to lose sensation. And see if you can go a little faster so that truly it feels like almost like the base of a rocking horse. We've often talked about these arcs. And this is an arc that you're creating along your back, right? The two endpoints coming up are the arms, and your spine is the lowest point of the rocking horse. It's okay. So go as fast as you can and then slow down. Feel how your head rolls side to side following the movement. Good. And again, take a moment to rest on your back. Now go ahead and roll to your side and come up to sitting and sit in a position with your legs long spread out in front of you. So they're spread wider than being parallel, but not too wide. Okay? So your legs are long. And now let's have you place your left hand to the left side of your thigh, palm down. So think of where your thigh is, not your lower leg, your buttocks. Left side, left thigh. Butt. Beth. On the ground. Further back. Where's your butt? There. Okay? And your fingers of the left hand should be forward, pointing towards the front of the room, as like the same direction as your face. Legs long. Spread them. There. Good. Fingers. There you go. Now, in this position, begin to start to lean yourself a little bit back as if you were going to bring weight onto the left forearm. And come back. You can do whatever you want with the right hand. It can rest in front of you. It can rest on the right thigh. If you feel like you need it behind your head, behind your body. So you're going to bring weight onto the left forearm. That's it. And then you reverse it. So one of the things to learn here for yourself is minimize. Go the smallest amount so that you can always reverse the movement without any hesitation, without holding your breath or interfering with your breathing. So again, there's no rush about learning how to do it. If you need to pause for a moment, you can, and then come back to it. Legs long. That's it. Just think about what we did. Here. There you go. No. It's okay. You've got to let this go. Right next to me. It's better to put this. Let this go. There. That's good. And around again. So it really requires that your lower back, your tailbone, your mid-back, that area in between your shoulder blades rounds. Now this next time, bring your right arm up towards the ceiling in front of you, and diagonally over to the left a little bit, and look at your fingertips up towards the ceiling. And now in this position, begin to round yourself back, lowering yourself onto the left forearm. But I want to straighten the legs. There you go. Now reach with the arm up. Straighten this leg. Straighten it. So you go down as far as you can, and you'll find that your forearm is incredibly strong to hold your body. Do not bend that leg. I got you. Feel me. Feel me. Relax. You on the forearm? Bend your leg. Straighten your leg. Straighten. Yeah, you can. Okay. And everybody rest. Rest. Lie down and rest. You're doing fine. So now from the lying down position, bring your left arm bent out to the side. That means the elbow bent out, the palm flat. You bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. And again, just visualize it first. Before you do anything, visualize that you're going to lengthen your arm up towards the ceiling, but diagonally over to the left. And then it starts to come a little bit more out in front of you, so that you can come up onto that left forearm and bring yourself all the way up to sitting. That's it. And then you find a way to go back down, which it requires a tremendous amount of folding in the chest and the ribs and the clavicles. So once you have visualized it, go ahead and really let your eyes follow the movement of your right hand, your fingers. So at the end, you feel your chest comes forward when you're in sitting, your belly comes forward. So it's another transitional moment with your pelvis, just like the lifting of the head in the beginning. So the first transition is with your head. As you lift, the head goes back, and then you lift it. You come up onto the forearm, and then as you come further to sit, your belly comes forward, your chest comes forward, your head and your eyes look up at the arm. So your pubic bone is pushed out and down. And then to lower yourself, you round back, you round the tailbone underneath you as far as you can. You lower onto the left forearm. That's it. And go back down. Allow yourself to rest as much as you need to in between each movement, because it's a very large movement. That's okay. It's a very large movement. And then when you feel ready again, you come back to it. So remember, Bev, you need to have your feet spread. Right now you've got your feet together, so it's more difficult. Spread them even wider. There. Now you'll see how much easier it is. That's it, because the groin muscles don't. So really reach with the arm and start to take the arm in front of you after you lengthen it up. There. Go all the way up. Figure out what do you do different when you're up. Come all the way up. How come you can start from being up? Spread your legs. Why do you keep on putting your legs back together? Okay, now if you're here, come back. What is it right now that, why can you go back right now? What is it that happens right there, right in this range? That's it. But feel what you do in the groin. Feel how you.
I do.
But no, this right now you're not needing to tighten. But there's something about when you lie all the way down that you do something different that you don't need to do. So again, just take a few more moments to explore it for yourself. Getting to the point where the movement is as graceful and elegant as a dancer. That's it. Keep that leg straight. So let the pelvis round back from here. Bring your left fingers forward. There. Round. Go straight back now. Straight, straight, straight. That's it. That's it. Let that lower back. Let these ribs. See how you're twisting them? Pull those ribs. There. You don't have to go over there like that. Okay, come to me. Head, chest, that's it. There. Okay, now this time just round straight back into my hands. Straight back. Lower that leg. So, no.
You can't keep him bent?
No. Doesn't do any good. It tightens the hip flexors. Let this all go. Round it back. There. Okay, rest on your back. So everybody rest. Now let's roll up to sitting again. Sit with your legs long in front of you and your right arm is to the right side of your pelvis, fingers forward. Okay, your left hand, if you would like to put it straight up towards the ceiling, if you would like to start that way, or you want your left arm behind your head, Remember, your legs need to be spread. And introduce the idea of coming back onto your right forearm. So it's an introduction. So when you introduce something, you only do small amounts. And then you reverse it. The most important thing with this movement today is the ability to reverse the small movements. And then each time you can go a little bit further. This is what children do. That's it. That's it. Soften your chest. Remember, your back has to really round. Let those ribs round. Round. That's it. That's it. There you go. Round. There. There. Oh, that was much better. Spread your legs. Okay? Now, keep the legs long. Okay? I don't want you to bend them. What you need to bend instead of the legs is the ribs. That's what you need to be bending. So, head up, forward, round that back. Excellent. Okay, let all this go. Let it round. Let it round. 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 Good. You're doing great. Falk was once like this, right, Falk? He should be my national spokesperson. Okay. Good girl. That's it, see? Now, think of your back like a hammock with me. Let me hold it and trust me. So you just sink your back. I won't let you fall. Feel that I'm holding. Now let it go. You don't do any work in your back. Trust me. Trust. Even more. There. That's what I want you to feel. Feel how I'm not letting go. I'm not moving at all, right? Okay. Now I'm going to start to let you go back a little bit. Just trust it, though. I'm not going to let you fall. So you got to let that back and those ribs round. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Trust the forearm. Don't hide it underneath you. Trust it, it's there. Beautiful. So just continue maybe once or twice more and rest on your back. Okay, so everybody rest. Now let's go back to the movement with both arms straight up towards the ceiling. And remember how you lifted one and then lifted the other to roll through your back? Just familiarize yourself again with that. So, Falk, do specifically, not that. I want you to do the lifting. There's a really important reason why. Because it creates the differentiation in the shoulder blade and the arm. So you lift one and then you lift the other, right? So do you feel how one lengthens and then the other lengthens? How one shoulder blade comes up as the other sinks down? Okay, this is your template for what we're going to do with the legs. So lower your arms now and bend your knees and bring your knees up over your chest so they're hanging over your chest, just like a baby. Okay? And now go ahead and bring your arms up towards the ceiling too. Your knees need to be spread apart a little bit, so don't have them glued together, please. And now lengthen the right arm and the right knee so they're both going to come up towards the ceiling. That's it. And then you let the... not the foot, Falk, the knee. Let the foot hang. Just think of the knee coming up, which means that the pelvis lifts. And then you lift the left arm and the left knee, which means the left side of the pelvis comes off the floor. That's it. Beautiful, Kristen. Okay, you're not bringing your knees into the chest, Beth. You're lifting towards the ceiling. It's the exact same movement as this. So it means that the pelvis has to lift. It's this. But not the foot, the knee. No kicking with the feet. Let your feet hang. Lift the pelvis. That's it. Push the knee into my hand. Push your knee into my hand. Push your knee into my hand. Push your knee into my... There. Push. So think of your knees pushing up into the ceiling. Kristen, does it make you feel good that you're doing it better than anybody in the class today? Can you believe it? There is a movement. You're going to be a star for a moment. Good. Good. Okay. Now, come back to the center. Place your right arm along your side on the floor, elbow out to the side, forearm down, palm down, knees up over your chest. Now, you're going to lengthen the left arm up and bring your head up and let your knees go over to the left and come up to side sitting. So you come up, knees over to the right to side sit. So you come all the way up, and then what do? You reverse it. What's the most important thing about reversing? You lean on the forearm and you soften the chest and you let your chin fold into your chest. So keep this here. That's it. And then you round back. So that means the spine has to, spine has to round. Hammock. There you go. Hammock. Keep that. So you have to use this part. This doesn't help you at all. Just from here to here. Knees up over the chest. So as you come up, it's the left arm and left knee that come up and forward to bring you up to the side sitting position. You weight bear on the right forearm, and then you go back down. So in the beginning, you may come a little bit more over to the right, but eventually try to come up straight forward sitting. So that means your chest and your face are facing forward over the legs sitting to the side. So it means that the left leg is bent behind you, the right leg is bent in front of you. So that's too far, Bev, to the side, right? You want to come straight up. Go back. Everything's about coming straight up. So that hand is down. Your knees are over your chest. This hand is up. You come up this way. Not going over there. That doesn't do you any good. Doesn't get you up. So feel right. That's it. Push the belly out. Kristen, you're going over to the side too much. I know, that's like, it's not that it's not okay, but it's a different way. So try one more time. Hang the knees over the chest. Reach with the left arm. Your right arm is along your side. And you reach up towards that balloon string and your knees begin to tilt over to the right. But you reach enough that your head comes forward. That's it. Now that's it, Kristen. Keep on coming, and you're going to let the left foot swing behind you to help you. Let the left foot come behind. Think about the left foot. Bring the knees over the chest. Okay. Lengthen up. That's it. The knees tilt, but the foot, that's it. Pull the foot back by your buttocks. Let the foot come back by your buttocks. Where's your butt? No, on the floor. Slide it. You're standing it. There's no standing. Your knees are hanging over your chest. Move it in space. Just let it swing. Okay? Let it do this. Knees over your chest. Do not put your feet down. Under any circumstances do your feet touch the ground. Feet don't touch. knees do. Lengthen, come up, tilt the knees, and let this foot swing back like this. Come on all the way up. Like this. See how this swings back? Get that foot off the ground. I do not want any feet on the ground. No feet, only knees. Okay. And round back. Round, 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 round in that mid-spine. There you go. Okay, and rest. Everybody rest. Okay, now this time, see if you can, we can alternate these two movements. So first of all, begin by visualizing the movement for a moment. So your knees will hang over your chest, so go ahead and start that. Both arms are up towards the ceiling. And let's say we're going to start by reaching with the right. So as you reach with the right hand and the right knee, the left hand will come down alongside your body, so you can press that hand down into the floor, and come up to side sitting, over to the left. And then you round back. And again, when you're rounding back, you need to allow your chin to fold into your chest and your back to really round to be safe. Kristen, you want to watch Falk for a minute? Watch what he does. You see that? It's really not a big deal. But you see how much you need to fold and round? If you keep your back stiff, it's terrifying. You feel like you're going to fall. What makes you feel like you're going to fall is keeping your back stiff. You're going to have to trust that you can fold your back and round. Okay, so now everybody, since you watched Falk demonstrate, which is okay sometimes to have a visual, see if you can do it. Can you do it, Ryan? Okay, lie on your back and listen to the instructions. On your back, bring your knees over your chest. That a boy. Arms up to the ceiling. Okay? Now, you're going to lengthen this arm. This comes down. Come up to sitting like this. And now go back onto your back. And come up here. And now do it back. Do it yourself. I want to see you do it all by yourself because then I would like you to help your mama. That's it. And back again. Come up, really reach. That's it. Forearm. You get stuck because you're trying to use this part. You cannot use that part. You can only use this. Uh-uh. Look what you just did. Uh-uh. Put it down by the side. There. Now, round, become like a turtle, whatever you can think of to round. There, knees up. Fold. Bev, how are you doing? You taking a break? It's okay. Everybody can go at their own pace. But come back to the movement. Come back, and even if you think you can do it, that's not the point at which to stop. You go beyond that to make the movement elegant for yourself. How effortless can you make the movement so that there is minimal effort? That means there's no more parasitic effort, that you're using your muscles and your skeleton in the most natural, organized way so the movement feels effortless. So even once you get it, you learn to take these movements and these lessons to a different level. That's the usefulness about repeating the lessons. We often stop when we think we just get it. and we don't approach the level of elegance and grace and the quality. And once we learn to move elegantly and gracefully, we can have a lot of fun. Let that knee come and swing the foot back. So start to spread your knees a little bit more. Like this. That's really how I want you to start to sit. So again, just continue a few more moments for yourself. Because it's all about yourself anyways. Nobody else can do this for you but you. So you either can utilize the time for yourself and enjoy it, or just give up. That's it. Great. And then you can see if you can do it fast. How fast can you go? Can you just roll? That's it, Ryan. Go as fast as you can. Just roll through your back and come popping up, but all the way to sitting. You can't be leaning on your arms anymore. Go as fast as you can. Come on, Bev. Oh, the other way, Bev. There you go. Good job, Bev. Okay, and everybody rest on your back. Take a nice rest. I wonder, do you think you could come all the way up to sitting with just using your legs? Could you bend your knees over your chest so your knees are up towards the ceiling? Bring your knees over your chest. No feet on the ground. No feet on the ground. Okay, like a baby. And now can you lift, let's say, the right knee up towards the ceiling high enough that you lift the right side of the pelvis and you can just continue to go so that you can come up to sitting. So you can use the left forearm, not the elbow and shoulder. Every time you do this, you lock this part of you. You need to keep it down by your side. There you go. So can you use the pelvis and the legs to do it? Kristen, scoot yourself down. Your head's so close to the edge of the mat that. So then try it with the right knee. So your knees are hanging over your chest, and you think of pushing that right knee. Imagine the ceiling is coming down onto your knee, and you're going to push that right knee up into the ceiling. So the right side of the pelvis comes up, and the left side goes down, and you can come up to sitting by using the pelvis and the legs. It's another way. Swing that. There you go. Good. Just try it a couple more times. So, Bev, bring your legs over yourself and think of pushing. Imagine the ceiling's closing down. Okay, let your arms be by your side. Forget your arms. Imagine the ceiling. You're in Indiana Jones film and you're in a cage. And the ceiling is coming down. So you're going to push your right knee into the ceiling. That's it. Push with all your might. Feel how the... That's it.
How's it feel?
Use that arm to rest on and keep on pushing. Keep on pushing with the knee. That's it. Good. Now go back. Go back. And let's do the other side. So push. I'm the ceiling. Push into me. Push, 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 push. Good job. Okay, go back down now and involve your hands. So that means your arms, excuse me, I should say arms. Your arms are up towards the ceiling, your knees are over your chest, and you elegantly and gracefully come up to one side by putting the other hand down. Then you reverse it, you round back. So what did you learn from the previous movement? How do you use your legs now, Kristen? Use the legs to help your arms. That's it. Use the legs to help your arms. Even though the right arm is up towards the ceiling, use the legs to come up. Uh-uh. Don't do that with your elbow. Use the legs. Go back down. Good. And do it again. Stay with that one side. That's it. Push that right knee up towards the ceiling. That's it. Now come up. No, don't move that left hand. It's your stomach muscles because you're trying to keep your back like a brick. You've got to relax it. You've got to round it. Now, if Falk and Ryan, you guys want to come all the way up onto your knees, you can. Ryan, you want to try that? Push that right leg. That's it. Good job, Ryan. Kristen, come up onto your knees. Reach up towards the ceiling. Up on your knees. Up. Lift the butt up. The butt can't. That's on your knees. The other is sitting on your butt. Now go back down. Good. Okay. Everybody let it go and rest. Good job. Good class. Rolling is one of the most important movements that we need, especially if we're fearful of falling. You need to know how to roll. Falling gracefully. So take a moment to observe how you're resting on your back now. How are your shoulder blades resting? How is that area in between your shoulder blades, that thoracic spine area, feeling now? How's your mid-back, lower back, and pelvis resting? How are your legs lying on the floor? Sense how you're breathing. And now in a moment you're going to come up to sitting and then standing, and perhaps maybe you'll utilize what we just did to bring yourself up. Nice, Bev. Bring yourself all the way up to standing to feel what it's like now in standing. So first of all, just observe how it feels in standing, how your shoulder blades feel, how your arms hang down by your side, and then go ahead and take a little bit of a walk around the room. And ask yourself, what feels different now than when you came into the class this morning? What do you like about the way that you feel? Okay, you guys did great. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.